good evening, and welcome to Fritz and Friends, a Friday edition. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Senator Debbie Stabenow of Lansing, fresh in from Washington. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We could use the old joke, and boy, are my arms tired, but you didn't have to do that today, did you?
I didn't, but, you know, it was a real treat because I came home directly from D.C. on Sun Country Airlines right into the Lansing airport. It was a terrific flight, so it was really really wonderful to be on the first flight from D.C. back to Lansing.
Well, and that's what we're celebrating tonight, that inaugural flight. It's been about 5 years since there's been a direct flight back and forth from Lansing to Washington, D.C. This is going to make your life easier, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. You know, I was very involved. It was a wonderful team effort to get this because there's a lot of competition for what they call slots, time slots, into the Washington, D.C. Airport. And there was a big community push with the chamber and the airport and MSU and a whole coalition of folks. And I was glad to be the champion of it in D.C. And we all worked together and got it done. And, you know, it's not just about convenience, although, boy, you know, I love this. But it's all part of the community strategy that I've been very much involved in to bring what's called Port Lansing out to the airport, which is the ability to go through customs at the Lansing airport, not just in Detroit, the new International Trade Center at the airport, and now the new direct flight. And there's more to come. So this is about jobs, economic development, helping small businesses export their products, bringing products in from other places. So it's really great news because it's really building on one of our strengths to create jobs.
Well, it certainly is, as well as making it easier for people doing jobs and having business in these places to get back and forth in a timely fashion and not have to take layovers that aren't necessary.
Absolutely. And, you know, between state government and MSU, and we have all kinds of relationships with folks at MSU doing research from food safety and agriculture and energy and the new FRIB, you know, the research facility that we were awarded at Michigan State, where it's going to take scientists back and forth. And this is going to make it so much easier. It'll save time. It'll save money. It'll give us that direct line to be able to have folks jump on a plane and get off and then come on back home. And so from a lot of ways, this is really great news.
And I assume all went smooth on the flight today, and folks were happy to welcome you in at Lansing.
They were. In fact, we were laughing because, you know, getting on the plane in D.C., they had a whole line of volunteers, of folks that were cheering, the first group getting off the plane to come into D.C. and then cheering us getting on and cheering us when we get off. I said, boy, I've never had so much applause getting on and off airplanes.
I was going to say, one could get used to that, couldn't they?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And the CEO joined us from the stand. And, you know, I'm told by the airline flight attendants that whenever he's on a flight, he actually goes up and down the aisle and talks to people and serves them and, you know, asks them how they're doing. And so I was very impressed, actually, with the airline itself.
Well, Sun Country's been making quite a splash around Lansing with some wonderful flights to some really great spots. And this is just another look at expansion in the market, which is good for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. This is great for everybody at every level. And you know, I hope folks will take advantage of it. And really, we want to make sure that actually that, you know, they are filling up those flights, because that's the way we keep the flight in Lansing, is to show them that we're going to be using the airline as well. So it's a great opportunity for us to keep a great new airline in town that hopefully will expand to other places as well.
Absolutely. Of course, I've got you on the phone here, and I can't let you get away without asking you a couple of questions about what's going on in Washington. Government shutdown is looming on April 8th. How is it looking? I just heard a report that there was a looming deal, but I'm not sure if that's for real or not.
You know, I'm not sure. I think at this point, there's been agreement on level of cuts. The question is, in what? Because it's really all about priorities. You know, we know we've got huge deficits. We have to reset, you know, the federal government and cut back on the things that aren't important. But we also have to keep focus on the things that are, in education, innovation, cancer research, the ability to continue to provide Social Security and Medicare and all the benefits for our veterans and so on. And so right now we're really debating what should be done, because the House wants very much to focus on cutting back on things like job training, which affects us in Michigan, or cancer research or education or things that affect jobs directly for us. And, of course, that doesn't make any sense. And my point is, let's focus, let's not keep going back and asking middle-class families to take one more sacrifice here. You know, everybody ought to be involved. If we're going to balance the budget and pay down the debt set, we've got to ask everybody, even those most blessed who haven't been affected by this recession, to do their part, not just middle-class families who've been hit over and over and over again. So that's really the debate. It's not about whether or not we have to cut back on spending. Everybody knows that. But it is about whether or not everybody is going to be a part of it, or, you know, we're going to see middle-class families taking the burden over and over again.
Well, that kind of leads me into a next question. I did see some information from your office, you know, asking Governor Snyder here in Michigan to rethink and to veto legislation on cutting unemployment benefits here at the state level from 26 to 20 weeks.
You know, I was very, very concerned to see the fact that Michigan now is the only state in the country that has, in the middle of a recession, in the middle of a financial crisis we're still going through, has cut back on the basic unemployment benefits, state benefits, from 26 weeks to 20 weeks. And that's a big difference for somebody when they first lose their job. That 6 weeks is maybe the difference between, you know, holding on and being able to keep a roof over your head while you're looking for something else, or figuring out what else to do. And I don't think it's right to change the rules in the middle of a crisis like this.
And what about, you know, playing devil's advocate, I guess, Senator, the folks that say, well, if they know those benefits are going to run shorter, perhaps they'll work harder to get a job?
Well, first of all, I think that comes from people that don't understand that, you know, the people that I know, friends, neighbors, family, they're affected, they want to work. I mean, folks that are losing their jobs are not people that don't want to work. And the problem is, right now, we've got about five people looking for every one job available.
I did hear that statistic today, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, it's really, you know, every level of job has been affected now, from the lowest paid to the highest paid. And, you know, we're going through a whole economic transition. We're working hard to come out the other end, no question about that. And we are seeing things turn around, and we are seeing the unemployment rate come down, all of which is good news. But we still got a lot of families who are underwater. Their house is underwater. You know, incomes have gone down. And, you know, a lot of folks kind of on the edge. And so, you know, it's really, I think, unfair and really out of touch when somebody implies that folks just, you know, somehow could, you know, they just don't want to work or could get a job if they really wanted to. I'd love to have them talk to a lot of friends and neighbors of mine and family about the real world here and what's been happening to people. And, you know, we're working hard, everybody is, to turn things around, and certainly it's getting better. But we shouldn't change the rules on folks in the middle of the crisis here.
Are you confident that you'll get the budget taken care of, the federal budget taken care of before a shutdown?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, I am, you know, from my end, this is about common sense and people coming together and cooperating. And, you know, I've supported every effort to do that. One of my big concerns right now, Cheryl, is that the way the law is set up, if in fact there is a shutdown, and we certainly hope there isn't, but if there is, and people's paychecks stop, the only folks that continue getting their paychecks are members of Congress, because the way the funding set up, and that's absolutely ridiculous. And so I've co-sponsored legislation that has passed the Senate, but we haven't been able to get the Speaker to take it up in the House yet, that would change that. Obviously, the people responsible and accountable for these decisions ought to see their paycheck stop, just like everybody else if there's a shutdown.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. That was my next question to you. As I've said to other people, Senator, we live in interesting times. The next week will be very interesting for all of you in Washington, that's for sure, and us paying close attention.
Well, it will be interesting. I hope that reasonable people can work together. You know, they say common sense. It's not all that common these days, but, you know, every problem can be solved if people are reasonable and, you know, willing to come together. And I sure hope that happens.
Very good. Well, welcome back to Lansing for the weekend, I hope. I'm glad you enjoyed the flight on Sun Country and thanks for helping us bring these flights to Lansing.
Oh, it was wonderful. I was so glad to be able to do my part, and it's very exciting.
Very good. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow of Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.